We're doing Zechariah. We're up to what's called the fifth chapter. We're up to the second pasuk, but we'll start again. Va'ashuv va'esa einai va'ereh, and I lifted my eyes again, and I saw v'hine megila afa, and I saw a text, a megillah, a scroll, afa, floating. And he's visualizing the same megillah, the same scroll that the prophet Ezekiel, the prophet Yechezkel saw, a scroll which describes the destruction. Higi kina vahege vahi. That scroll which says there will be lamentation, there will be sorrow, there will be weeping. He's witnessing a scroll which is testimony to the coming destruction. Vayomer elai ma'ata ro'eh. And so the angel says to Zechariah, what do you see? Va'omar ani ro'eh megillah afa. And I said, I see a floating scroll. Oka esrim ba'ama v'rochba esel ba'ama. It is 20 amos long and 10 amos wide. It is the size of the Holy of Holies. It is an allusion to the destruction of the Holy of Holies, that the Holy of Holies will be destroyed. Vayomer elai zot ha'ala hayotzeit al pnei chol ha'aretz. And so the angel said to me, just one second. The angel said to me, Zot ha'ala, this scroll that describes the destruction that's coming is describing a destruction that will extend throughout the land of Israel, as though the courts have decreed and put it in writing that there would be destruction. One understanding here, Zot ha'ala, this is as though testimony, this is a vow from the courts above over the destruction of the temple. Another understanding is Zot ha'ala, this destruction is the product of the false witnesses, the false vows that people have been taking. And that's why there's this destruction that's imminent. Hayotzeit al pnei chol ha'aretz, and this destruction will extend not only from the Holy of Holies, but it will extend throughout the land. Ki chol ha'gonev mize kamoha nika, because all the thieves, they too, they will have destruction as this Megillah testifies. Ki chol ha'gonev mize, because the Megillah was written on both sides, and whoever has stolen is written on one side. Kamoha nika, v'chol ha'nishba, mize kamoha nika. And just as there is destruction written on one side for those who steal, by the same token there is destruction written on the other side for those who have testified falsely, who have sworn falsely. That's the mize kamoha nika. Those who have stolen, those who are thieves, have the description of how they're going to be wiped clean on one side. The chol anishpa, and all those who said false vows, mize kamonika, are written on the other side, how they will be cleaned out in the destruction. Hotzeiti ha ne'um Adonai tzevaot uva el beit haganav ve'el beit Hanishba bishmi lashaker. I've taken out this scroll. And the scroll, so to speak, will take vengeance of those who have stolen and those who have sworn falsely. Until now, Hashem says, I have extended my patience. And although people have sinned, I have withheld the punishment. But now, Hotzeitiha, I have taken out the decree of punishment. Uva, and so this decree of punishment, the punishment will come, El Beit HaGanav, to the house of the thief, Ve'el Beit HaNishba Bishmi LaShaker, and to the house of he who swears falsely in my name, and it will destroy him and his home. Meaning, initially, it seems as though the scroll of destruction is about the temple's destruction, about God's home being destroyed. Hashem says, no, I've taken it out, and this destruction is coming to the house of the thief, and the house of he who swears falsely. Vilane betoch beito. And it will rest in his home, so to speak. This description of destruction will be a permanent resident in his home. Vechilatu ve'et eitzav ve'et avanav, until it destroys him and his house and the wood and the stones. Vayetz vayetze hamalach hadover bi. And then I saw in the vision of prophecy as though the angel left. And the angel's leaving is another message. Vayomer elai sana einecha u'ei ma hayotzeit hazot. And so the angel says to him, what do you think this alludes to? And what the angel is telling him is just as the angel left him temporarily, and just as the angel represents prophecy, well, by the same token, the prophecy is going to leave the Jewish people. And that's the message the angel is showing him with the angels leaving. And he asks him, what do you see? Va'omar mahi. So Zechariah says, what did you want me to see? Vayomer zot ha'efa yotzet. Vayomer zot einam bechol ha'aretz. So he said, this is what I want you to see. I want you to see that the eifa hayotzet, the measurement that people should be using, they're cheating one another. Vayomer zot einam bechol haaretz. And the angel said, this they should take note of throughout the land, to see that there's going to be a price to pay over the fact that they're cheating one another in their commerce.
What's that?
Einam from Einaim, yes. Zot Einam, this is where they should place their eyes, which is a way of saying this is where they should place their attention. They should see the destruction that's coming. They should see that Hashem is distancing himself from them, that prophecy is going to be taken from them, that the temple is going to be destroyed, that their own homes are going to be destroyed. And Zot Einam, this is where they should place their focus, b'chol ha'aretz, throughout the land, to see to it that they stop the thievery and the crooked business practices. Vehine kikar oferet niset. Then he saw there was a loaf of lead that lifted itself off the ground. It started levitating. V'zot isha achat yoshevet b'toch ha'efa. And I saw that woman who had cheated, who had made the measurement inaccurate in order to cheat people. I saw her sitting there on that loaf of lead, which should have been a measurement of lead. It should have been a measurement of weight. And I saw her sitting there on that loaf of lead to be judged and to be punished. And that woman represents the people of Israel. Very often the people of Israel are represented by a woman. ויומר זאת הרשעה, וישלך אותה אל תוך האיפה. And the angel said, that's the wicked woman who cheated people, who made her measurements inaccurate in order to cheat people. Vayashlech ota, and he sent her be'el toch haifa, into that measurement. Vayashlech et even haoferet el piha. Then he threw a lead stone into her mouth to, so to speak, she should suffocate over her own sins. And that's the simple reading of this prophecy. They cheated others, so Hashem used their tools, the instrument they used to cheat others, to punish them. There's a deeper understanding in what's going on here. And I think that even though it's a tangent, it's a very worthwhile tangent, that we learn Gemara in Yuma, and the way the Gemara explains what really happened here. So we're going to pause and get Gemaros, and although it's going to take time, I think it's very, very worthwhile. So let's go get Gemaros.